This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, March 15th, and we are so glad you are here. We got a lot to talk about. We have Mercedes Moné making her AEW debut. We have Maggie, who is here. We have all kinds of fun stuff to talk about. But Maggie, as we start every show, how you doing?
Rob, you know what? I want to hop on our podcast ever since we started 2024 and me not saying F this year, you know? For once, okay? I just want to say this once, and it's, you know, it's almost never wrestling related. As you can see, guys, I don't have my sunglasses on this week. I do look like I've been crying all day. I mean, I have been, but like for a totally different reason. Like, I'm not taking any chances with makeup on, so you guys will have to, you know, look at me without any makeup on. I don't care. Like, as long as you don't care, like, that's fine with me. We had some really, you know, interesting news breaking like minutes before we started the show, and which is really, really interesting. But as I start off every week, Rob, hi guys, thank you for joining our show. Thank you for supporting us. There are a lot of things you can do. You can leave a like on the video, hit the thumbs up. Please send us a super chat. It's the bottom, dollar sign at the bottom of the live chat. Also, you can send us a Humper Chat at humperchats.com. This is the most brilliant way to support us. We can help, you know, thank you enough for doing it for, you know, years now. We appreciate you guys immensely. Also, subscribe to Fightful Select. There's going to be a lot of news coming, in next few days. You saw Sean making a victory lap, you know, this past week after the Mercedes Moné debuted at Big Business this week. Kudos to Sean. He deserves it, you know, for the crap that he deals with. Like, he deserves doing that. I'm proud of him for, you know, leaving Twitter behind most of the time after WrestleMania. That is the right thing to do because, you know, mental health is the thing that matters most in life. I hope you guys are doing good. Rob?
Let's throw something up there real quick. You know, you were talking about that breaking news?
Sure.
Here we go. Boom! Josh Barnett's Bloodsport WWE superstar Shayna Baszler makes her GCW debut at GCW Collective. How about that?
Oh my God. Okay. What year is this?
It is 2024.
I don't think so. I don't feel like it's 2030. At least it's, you know what I said, you know, a couple of weeks before, I was like, wrestling is going 1,000 miles per hour and please stop. I want to get out, you know, because like that's happening way too fast. And what the hell? Shayna Baszler. Okay. Gimme. Yeah. This is huge. Guys, let us know in the chat what you guys think. Did it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, What's cool too is, I mean, there's AEW stars on this card too. Josh Barnett's wrestling Johnny TV, or Johnny Bloodsport as he calls himself on this one. So that's awesome.
At some point I would have, why are you laughing?
Because of the super chat.
Okay. Is it Ryan? It's Ryan.
Yeah. Rob, since Maggie isn't wearing makeup, you have to put some on.
Well, he's gonna, like, Rob is already perfect. He doesn't need makeup.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, not that people need makeup. No, like, I'm not saying it like that. Because, come on. Sometimes I need it. Like, that's not what we're here to discuss. I don't know anything about makeup, so I'm not, you know, the person to ask. This is really nice because, like, we saw Nakamura, you know, wrestling in Japan. And while he was, you know, under a WWE contract, we saw Mickie James coming into the Royal Rumble while holding, you know, the Impact Knockouts Championship. We kind of thought that this was them trying to make amends because of, you know, the whole garbage bag situation, which was not handled well whatsoever. But then this year we got Jordynne Grace in the Royal Rumble with that said TNA Knockouts Championship. So I was like, okay, so what the fuck is this? So it's, this makes me happy because ever since we heard Michael Cole mention PWG on commentary, and I'm like, what did he say?
Yeah.
Like, did he mention PWG on commentary right now? Because, like, that's...
There's something all right.
If it's not enough, the fact that it is a different wrestling promotion that they are acknowledging on commentary, not that, but like their direct rivals at AEW, you know, the Young Bucks were, you know, tag team champions at PWG like for 25,000 years. So like that is weird. Like what the wrestling is weird right now.
It is.
Every part of me, remember Sean, you know, saying that 2020 was a weird wrestling year. It was a crazy wrestling year. 2023 was off the hook. And then he said that he knows that 2024 will be even weirder. And I'm like, how? Come on. Like, how weirder can it be? And now we have this.
Yeah, like, yeah, this you have.
This makes me happy.
Yeah, I mean, you look at everything that's going on, like in just the wrestling world, you had Mercedes Moné just debut on AEW.
Yeah.
You had Will Ospreay and Okada. I mean, back to back, you know, in the past 3 weeks, we've had, I mean, Okada and Will Ospreay have been on Dynamite before, but they are officially part of the roster now. And the fact that they're just on fire, they're making a lot of money, which is good for wrestlers. It's just good times. And I mean, it's just wrestling's been on fire. There's nothing much more to say other than it's just been great to talk about now. And I mean, there's going to be another, I mean, we don't know how many more people are going to be announced for GCW, but it sounds like it's more than one. So I don't know what Bobby Lashley has planned, but he'd be somebody I'd love to see in this.
Oh,
God, that'd be great. Bob Lashley would be good. You know what? I know he's
might
not
as
part
well
of
WWE. Might as well throw in Tyler Bate while we're at it. So like,
I know he's not. I know he's not part of WWE or GCW. Hell with it. Give me Sean Ross Sapp versus Shaza. Let's just do it. Too soon? Okay, I was kidding there.
Part two.
Yeah, part.
I mean, I'm sure that Shaza will kick his ass once again.
Well, yeah. So. I mean, that's a given.
That's a given.
Yeah. Oh well. So, I mean, usually. Let's be honest. We've been starting.
If more stuff come out, like we will talk about it.
Yeah.
If more stars get announced.
Yeah, we will. So let's go ahead and talk about the biggest thing that happened this week. Of course, was Mercedes Moné making her debut in Boston, where she is from. I mean, she was born in California, but I mean, her considers home in Boston. So, what do you think of the debut? We do have another super chat, so we'll go and read that real quick. Sports Center, this is a muted $2 super chat. I'm in the waiting room. Oh, we must be at a waiting room somewhere.
You're in a waiting room. It's like that's for me, that is a
getting tires put on a car. Can't hear you. Okay. Gotcha.
That's for me, the waiting room is the Twin Peaks reference. And if you know, you know. Yeah. Mercedes Moné. So we knew, right? Like, if you still doubted the fact that Mercedes was going to debut in AEW, like, you're probably in denial. Okay, so we knew. Sean reported it.
December? It felt like, anyways.
Well, we're having talks, and then they weren't, and they were having talks again and again. Andrew Zarian then confirmed this, that it wasn't a rumor. So appears as though that she was signed for a couple of months now. Yes, she did appear in the audience at All In Wembley. I mean, we should have known by now, by then, that this was something that we were getting. But again, I don't like to speculate. I don't like to fantasy book because, like, I just, you know, get my hopes up for a lot of stuff. And when I don't get it, like, that's why people complain on the internet that something that they wanted to happen didn't happen. And I'm like, well, who told you that it was going to happen? Yeah, so I rarely do that. Yeah, so she comes out. I'm going to need some time with her new wrestling theme. It's pretty good. It's like, I like it, but it has to grow on me in order to tie the wrestling theme to her specifically.
COE existing.
There he is. Wow.
COE.
We just said that. I don't know. I know you're not part of WWE, but.
Oh, what happened? You just knocked your microphone down.
Yep. Shaza versus.
He's so mad. He's like.
Yeah. Shaza versus Sean Rossap. Bloodsport.
I would want. First off, there are very few places that I'm like, hell yeah, I want to work there. There's like less than a 0% chance I would be offered to work Bloodsport. I know. But I would 100% do it because Josh Barnett comes from the same, I mean, doesn't come from, helped originate much of the lineage that I came from, but we're here to talk about the story we broke on Fightful Select of sorts was that WWE and GCW, I didn't expect to find out this today. This is unreal. Shayna Baszler is working GCW's Bloodsport. Now, this isn't the first time that GCW has tried to make that happen. I'll say that. And I'll have more on that on Fightful Select this weekend, including some other names they tried for. Not necessarily this year either. But Shayna Baszler, I mean, if you're not familiar with her history, she is an MMA pioneer. She was fighting in 2003, back when I first discovered MMA, like on that level. I remember seeing her name on regional results, and then she beat Julie Kedzie, and then she made it to Strikeforce and Elite XC and all that stuff, Invicta, and then the UFC and Ultimate Fighter, and she was the reason Marina Shafir, Jessamyn Duke, and Ronda Rousey got into wrestling, because she was a pro wrestling fan, and that's because of this incredible catch wrestling background. I know a lot of you guys see me romanticize Billy Robinson, and I was fortunate enough to train under people that were trained by Billy Robinson, and the amount that they know and what they're continuing to bring to pro wrestling and MMA is so important. And Shayna always like wanted to be able to incorporate Josh Barnett's catch style in. And he actually like wrote a syllabus and filmed videos for her to teach her these techniques because they weren't nearby. Like, this is such an incredible thing. One for catch can wrestling, and I'm not going to pretend to be a historian or a savant or anything like that. I just like it. But this is very important for that. It's important for, I don't want to say the agenda of catch can wrestling, but like what you see in WWE are things that she can do that so many people can't do. But what you are going to see in Bloodsport, I would imagine, is going to accelerate that to an even more incredible degree. Like this just, honestly, it warms my heart, and I'm so happy that this is happening. And
Do, awesome. Do you think that she'll wrestle a different type of wrestling in Bloodsport?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah. You're going to see her laying in some strikes. You're going to see, like, for people who were disappointed by like the Rousey match and how that went, they're going to see this and they're going to go, oh, okay. And I'm stunned, and I don't know who she's going to face. It honestly, it wouldn't shock me one bit if they were like, oh, well, it's going to be Rousey. It's not going to be Marina, obviously, because of AEW, but wouldn't shock me if they said, oh, well, Rousey or Jessamine or somebody like that as well. That is just, that is unbelievable that this is happening, because I remember when, not too long ago, GCW was doing a thing where, like, they were implying that they were in with Stephanie and all that stuff. And they just happened to be in a guy's box that Stephanie came and visited because she was saying, oh, thank you guys for getting a box, etc. Wow.
Yeah. The wow. Some other news that just broke real quick here. Look at this.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What is happening?
Yeah. Woo. Shibata versus Danielson tomorrow night.
Joel
Pearl gets the...
I really wanted to sleep Sunday morning before work, so apparently I'll be watching Collision before work. That sucks.
These guys are sickos. Baszler for Bloodsport, and then Shibata and Danielson back-to-back.
So, Sean, you remember last year when you said 2024 is going to be a really weird and exciting wrestling year? I didn't mean it like that.
So funny enough, like when I had a story written at the end of 2022 and I was going to release it in the first couple of weeks of 2023 on Select, that was going to be like, guys, if you think this past year was crazy, 2023 will be wild, 2024 will be even crazier. And I wrote that at the end of 2022. I never got to release it until the very end of 2023 when I said, well, I've got to release it at some point, right? And then by the time I was done, it was a completely different article because things are so much different. We've got companies that are working together, companies that have changed their presidents already, massive free agent signing. It's unbelievable. And now these sickos are making me watch Collision. Wow.
I didn't agree to this. Like, it's...
Jeez. That's something else. I just, whew, that it's been unbelievable. And
I just told you, you all will get this before Fightful Select gets it. I'm told that they just got Shibata's visa back this week.
Nice.
So that's why good. I didn't have a big build. Wow. That's
even better. You know, somebody that, you know, you were talking about possibilities for Shayna.
Yeah.
You know, what about Slamovich? You think there's a possibility there?
Possibly. First off, I think you could probably sell the match on just the fact that, oh, Shayna's in it. But I almost don't think that they would do somebody from like TNA or AEW. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Screw that. Give her Mike Bailey.
Like, and Masha, not only has Masha worked Bloodsport, but she's done that CFU stuff like 10 times as well. I know a lot of people aren't familiar with this Combat Fights Unlimited, but they do a lot of stuff like that as well in the Jersey area.
We have a very generous super chat from our good friend Throwback. He says, I was there at Dynamite and the pop for the CEO was insane. It was by far their most interesting experience I've had at an event. Do you guys think Rampage should be recorded before or after Collision? It was quiet during the taping.
Before. I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to happen, but I think there's a world where WBD maybe goes to AEW and says, well, instead of doing that Rampage show and having 3 nights of this, why don't we just do 3 hours of Dynamite, something like that in the future as a part of a new deal. I think that's a possibility.
I hate that possibility. I mean, I barely go through 3 hours of Raw. I don't want that.
Yeah. You're right, this Shibata story, but thank you all so much.
Thank you for jumping on. It's crazy. Hey,
see you guys.
See ya. Thank you. Wow. Big news. I mean, if you would have just told me that we were getting Danielson and Shibata, I would have said, hell yes. And now we also get
the bastards making me watch Collision. I mean, I watch it every week, okay? But like, I have to pay attention to it now.
Usually I don't like answer the chat like without a super chat, but yeah, Ryan, there is going to be another, at least there is multiple talent, supposedly.
Yeah, there will be more talent announced, and this is glad about watching wrestling in 2024.
Give me Bobby Lashley.
I will gladly watch Bobby Lashley. Yeah, I mean, like, you're not doing anything with the guy either way. Cedric Alexander.
He'd be good.
Please, like, if you're not doing anything with these people, I mean, Shayna Baszler just got a tag team championship match after winning a number one contenders match at day one, Rob.
Yeah.
Her and Zoe Stark won a number one contendership match at day one, and they just got a tag team championship opportunity this week, last week. I mean, like, there are a lot of women's tag teams that got an opportunity before that. Well, they had that in their front pocket, and I'm like, how about we do that? You know, how about we do that? Yeah, so continuing talking about Mercedes Moné, we will be hopping off and on if more, you know, news get announced. Yeah, so she got out. She said, Boston, I'm home. So this is like a kind of a wrestler's thing now to do. She thanked everyone for having her back. She said that wrestling meant a lot to her. Eddie Guerrero meant a lot to her. That wrestling saved her life. And wrestling gave her hope. She did mention the story with Willow. She did mention this was around the time where I found out that Riho and Willow was going to be the main event of Dynamite. Because I didn't know that. Like, because I wasn't on social media and I had no idea. This made me happy because last week, Riho had such a magnificent match with Chris Statlander, right? Yeah, okay. And I was like, this is such a wonderful women's match right now. And I wish we got more of that because clearly the talent are there and clearly the talent are capable. So give them the chance. Just, you know, give them the chance to shine. So after that incredible match that they had, Julia Hart and Sky Blue came out to attack Willow. And of course, the entire audience knew what was coming. They were chanting CEO, CEO. That's when Mercedes Moné came out in a totally different gear. By the way, she looked so stunning in the beginning of the show and at the end of the show. Absolutely stunning. Like this, you know, men, I kind of feel like men think that all women know about fashion. We don't. Like, I know shit about fashion. Like, if Mercedes Moné is right next to me and I'm like, okay, like that, like, what was this? And why do I love you? Like, she looked so incredibly confident and adorable and so stunning, so beautiful. I know nothing about fashion. I'm sorry. I just, you know, if something's comfortable, I just, you know, wear it. Yeah, she made the save. I'm excited to see where this entire thing goes.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Mercedes in AEW. I'm excited about women's wrestling in AEW because hopefully it can grow from now on. We have been seeing baby steps each and every week, and I'm glad, but it is not hard, okay? Booking women's wrestling is not hard. You just give them a chance. This means just make...
No, I was going to just say, well, I thought you were done, so go ahead.
No, I'm never done.
Like, okay. Well, we got a super chat from Throwback. He says, Maggie, you must have been upset Wardlow lost. Does it set up Cole versus Wardlow down the line? Nice Mercedes shout out at Chaotic Wrestling in her segment. Yeah, you know what? Chaotic Wrestling, they've set up some big stars. Sasha Banks, Kofi Kingston, Carmelo Hayes, Tommaso Ciampa, Ivar, Dijak, Oney Lorcan. There's a lot of people that they've created or not created. You know what I mean?
Big pop for Chaotic and Chaotic Wrestling, by the way. Like Boston... Bills, it's wrestling. Sweetie, Throwback, I was not. Why am I hiccuping?
Good timing. But no, she was not upset, she's trying to say.
I'm not upset. I'm not upset Wardlow lost, okay? No matter what my body is trying to tell you guys, I'm not upset.
Okay.
I wasn't upset. I don't think Wardlow is anywhere near ready to be AEW champion. He was a good thing that he was TNT champion, but that was a weird time. No, I'm not upset. Wardlow versus Adam Cole is what's down the line, I'm absolutely sure. The thing is that you need to build up Wardlow, first of all, in order for people to get behind him. And I don't mean, like, as a babyface. Like, I'm a fan of Wardlow, but even I don't think that the guy is ready because, like, you need to give us something more. Steven Jensen is absolutely right when he said that he never thought that chopping someone's hair off can simultaneously mean chopping off his personality. Because, like, they did nothing to develop the Wardlow character after that, apart from this. Because, like, when they furthered the feud with Joe, they said that, you know, that Wardlow came back pissed off because this was something that he did for his father and everything, which is nice, which gives, because it gives us a backstory in Wardlow.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I like that. I like that. But, like, you have to give us something more. When they basically gave him a microphone and they told him, go out there and say whatever it is on your heart, you know, what's weighing on you. And he did wonderful. Like, he was speaking from the heart and everything he said was absolutely true. So give us more of that.
Oh, exactly. Something else that was really cool, like, about this past week on Dynamite was, who was there to support?
Yeah.
Great picture here. Who's there to support Miss Mercedes Moné?
None other than Trinity, aka Naomi, Tamina, and Bayley. What did you think of this? Because I thought it was great. Gospel.
It was great. I think it's fantastic that they did that. I know they didn't show them on camera, which is good. I mean, that's WWE messed up when they showed Britt Baker a few years ago on NXT. We didn't mean to. Of course you didn't. It's good that AEW didn't do that. When Sasha Banks is going to be at WrestleMania, WWE won't likely not do that again, you know. I'm quite sure. Because there has been, despite that it wasn't really reported, I do know that when WrestleMania was at Tampa for, like, the first COVID, that first outdoor event that we got with Bianca and Sasha, I do know that there were AEW wrestlers there, like, in a suite. So, and they didn't get shown or anything like that. So that's a good thing. So it's good when wrestlers are supporting their friends. Let's just hope that stuff kind of continues, because this is good. Because I know Sasha will be at WrestleMania supporting her good friend.
Of course she will. But you know what the funny thing is? That there will always be weirdos on the internet.
Oh, yeah. Well, you saw that one.
That's what I'm about to, you know, to talk about. Because,
let me see if I can find that stupid thing.
Yeah, because I retweeted it. It's like, the dude was so weird. He was like, WWE fans are intelligent. what a betrayal. You said you were going to be at the Rumble when you didn't. You betrayed us. She's overrated anyway. And I'm like, okay, what the? Like, this went from 0 to 1,000 and then back to 0 in no time. And then, if this wasn't enough, by the way, because, like, you betrayed us, Sasha, but you're, you know, you're underrated, you're overrated anyway. So, like, that's so... I can read it. It's nice to see how intelligent WWE fans are. WWE will not be able to ignore this. We are pissed. We demand Bayley, Naomi, and Tamina be fired immediately. Stop with your people have friendship BS. Is some silly friendship more important than serving WWE? These girls were lucky to even get a spot in WWE. Especially Naomi after she was fired along with Sasha. And Sasha, Sasha. She said in an interview that she was coming back to WWE. How dare she lie to us fans? This is so unfair. It completely ruined my day. She's overrated anyway. No one cares about her. She can wrestle and never drew a dime. I am sure the 5 people that attended had fun, LMAO. Funny that 3 out of 5 people were WWE superstars. Bayley's push should be revoked. This BS would never happen in the old days. Back in my day. Remember when Triple H lost his push for simply breaking character? These guys are going to support the enemy. I don't think they have good intentions for WWE. I am so starting to believe that maybe Tony Khan is paying them to spy on WWE. Triple H should fire these traitors. And then at the bottom of this entire, you know, post, they signed their name Joffrey. And I'm like, it is always a guy named Joffrey. Joffrey. Why is it always Joffreys who are these insane psychopaths? Guys, this has to end. Come on. This is so unfair to us WWE fans. Come on. They should be fired.
When I read that, I was just like, oh my God, that is embarrassing.
Always
like,
a Joffrey. It's always
oh my God.
Why are Joffreys like that?
I wish I could tell you, Maggie. I don't know.
This is ridiculous. This is just simply ridiculous. Guys, reminder, send us your super chat and humper chats if you want to get in on the fun. But like, we can talk a little bit about Will Ospreay if you want. Yeah. I mean, he is the feeling.
It was in a promo.
Yeah, that was in his promo.
Oh, okay.
He was referring to fans thanking him for restoring the feeling, you know, his match against Kyle Fletcher, his match against Takeshita, AEW Revolution. He said, thank you, you know, for restoring the feeling. And he was like staring directly into the camera and he was like, bruv, I am the feeling. And I'm like, yeah, you are.
He is the table.
He is the feeling. And then Soupy was kind enough to know me this well. And he was like, yeah, I know what Maggie's thinking. And I'm like, yeah, I did think of that. You are the feeling, sweetie. I am so, like, you know, I said this before 1,000 times in our show, Rob. If I had a nickel for every time I caught feelings and fell in love with a fictional character in wrestling, I could obviously afford the therapy that I need. Yeah, so I'm so in love with Will Ospreay. And this, so British. Like, the way he tucks his sweatpants and his socks is so British. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't even, because, like, that is so gross to me. Like, we live in a time in which this whole new generation of people thinks that this is a good idea. Yeah. It's not. Never tuck your socks, you know, your sweatpants in your socks. Unless you're Will Ospreay. If you're Will Ospreay, everything's forgiven, like, for stupid fashion mistakes that you do.
Before you keep going, it's not just wrestlers with you. I mean, it's people like Pedro Pascal. So
yeah,
I mean,
sure. And Tom Hardy also.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, weirdly enough, Will Ospreay posted a Tom Hardy story on his Instagram. And I was like, sure. Yeah. Why not? Like, you're like the two things I love most in life. And it was a quote that, you know, people don't know how, you know, how nice it is to, you know, to have, you know, food in your own apartment, you know, by yourself and stuff. And I'm like, this is awesome. But people all the time they misquote this. This is not a Tom Hardy quote. Guys, stop saying that this is a quote from Tom Hardy. He never said that. But like, because it's the face of Tom Hardy, such a I don't give a crap character and an actor. And of course, you may think that this is a quote by Tom Hardy. It is not, by the way. Stop saying that.
Well, we got a super chat. Another one from Throwback. Gotta go take Brody Bear to... thank you, Rob, for pushing me to go to shows again. Maggie, you're awesome. And my stepson wants to be a pro wrestler. That's awesome.
Yeah, your stepson did get to meet the Kingdom. I am so happy about that. Like, the boys... Cool. I'm so excited. I hope you guys had a blast. I'm so stoked that you got to you know, to see this big Boston show. You guys deserve more big Boston shows. Hopefully Boston. You get some soon.
Boston. So, what else stood out for you at Dynamite?
Oh, Young Bucks and Okada. Absolutely. Young Bucks and Okada. Sing it.
Yeah, that was Marvez, poor guy.
And then Marvez started singing Happy Birthday. And did you catch Matthew Jackson trying his desperate hardest not to lose his shit?
Yep, he and almost broke.
I miss this so much because Okada
almost broke too.
And I'm like, he's so good at being an asshole, but like this sort of asshole, you know?
Yeah.
It was really weird to me that they made Pac return on last week's Collision because it was a taped show.
Yeah.
It was a taped show. And I'm like, what? This is the weirdest thing to me. Don't get me wrong. I popped because I've been on this show begging for Pac to return. And I'm glad that he did. But I remember because I texted you and I was like, this is so weird, like having Pac return on a taped show. And you said something that was true. We could have had, you know, a mystery partner for Kingston and Penta. So because like I heard the pop, you know, for on Collision. But imagine because like that huge crowd at Boston was so already hyped. Because of everything, because of Mercedes Moné. And imagine how incredibly stoked they'd be because, like, they would also get Pac. That's fine. The match was absolutely good. I adore that Pac is back. Hopefully he's more longer this time. I did pop because, like, after Wardlow and Joe had their match, Swerve Strickland came out. And, like, he had to go through security in order to get in the ring. But Samoa Joe just walked away. And as he was walking away, he carried a car because they were already on the ground in pain. And he was like walking, you know, to the back and he was like, gave a security guard a punch in the gut.
Yeah.
That got me. I mean, Samoa Joe is so, I was, that's what I meant when I said that I wasn't ready for them to strip Samoa Joe from the AEW championship. I just want, all my love to Swerve. He is going to get that championship sooner or later. He is. But I just, I'm going to need more of Samoa Joe champion. That is all I'm saying. I did the fact that the gangbang scissor fuck is no longer a thing because that was never going to work.
It was a matter of time.
Yeah, it was a matter of time. Hopefully, apparently, like a lot of people are speculating that they're gonna have a match against each other for, you know, of uniting, you know, the tag belts and everything.
Good.
I mean, they don't need those two sets of belts. I understand that the ring of
Super Card of Honor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and just I understand that the Ring of Honor Tree of Championships have a deeper meaning than the AEW ones. I just need for Ring of Honor champions to actually be on Ring of Honor. That shouldn't be hard, right? That should be absolutely normal. Yeah, but finally, this happened. I'm so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Ospreay versus Danielson set for Dynasty.
You got that
officially.
Right.
Officially, yeah.
So something else I want to bring up is Chris Jericho, your guy.
Oh, fuck.
He had a comment
Get Hook as far away from Chris possible because of the following that Rob will tell you.
Yeah. So he did an interview with Gabby on Gabby as AF. Gabby as fuck AF. So you know what it means. Anyways, he said this is the title of the Fightful article. Chris Jericho, my mission in AEW has to been to elevate younger guys. Contrary to belief, it usually works.
When Robert, when did it work? Please show me where it worked.
I mean, he I will say this, he made Orange Cassidy look pretty good, like at the beginning. Like, he, sure. I will say he helped Orange Cassidy when he had the what was that match? It was the
Mimosa,
yeah, thank you, Mimosa match. That I will say helped Orange Cassidy. In my opinion, that's about it. The action and ready, like at first, it's like, okay, I mean, he did good putting the guy over, but
what happened after that? Who is action and ready and where is he? Like, yeah, that. Then he drinks water really fast.
And I mean, you look at the Jake Hager, which that I don't count him in that. Daniel Garcia, I think this is just my opinion. I think Daniel Garcia is like kind of actually went down for a while because of that. They should have actually had him with BCC.
Put Corey's comment on the screen.
Lionheart, more like Jesus, Corey, more like Lionfart. So Jesus.
I adore you, Corey, so much. Thank you for making me laugh.
Like I was saying, Daniel Garcia, like, in my opinion, the dancing helped Daniel Garcia. That guy, in my opinion, he should have went with British Combat Club or Blackpool Combat Club, rather.
He would have been way more elevated if he was a part of the BCC.
Yeah. And he did get over, but it took a long time. But that's Jericho's. That's the problem with Jericho. The stories take forever.
I feel like Daniel Garcia got over because of the awesome way that he's wrestling.
Yeah.
Like he did get over under, you know, the presumption that the entire audience was chanting at him that he was a wrestler and not a sports entertainer. I get that. That I get. I understand that. He did elevate him, but he didn't like exactly put him over. But like I do understand what you're saying. But like, no, yeah. Like this, and I really hope that when one day Kenny Omega comes back, they just play like that never happened. You know that,
yeah.
The championship thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I get Daniel Garcia. Chris Jericho did help with Garcia. He did, but
of course he did. Of course,
I think it could have been better.
It could have been better.
But that's not on Jericho. I don't think as much. I mean, that one's hard to say. But I don't know. It's, I mean, I would say at the beginning, all that was entertaining, like 2.0, like that was pretty entertaining. I mean, we did get Daddy Magic and Ange. He hasn't been around the title picture as much as I thought he'd be. And that's good. He's been working with a lot of talent, and with Hook, it'll be interesting. I just don't want to be a long feud. I like how they shook hands. I did like that. That was good.
I'm excited to see where the match goes. That's because, like, I will never not say that Chris Jericho is a ring general in the ring. He is. He can help Hook. Absolutely. But what do you do after that is also important. Chris Jericho is so better as a heel.
Yeah.
That is all I'm saying.
I think that's the problem that he's having right now is he's just so much better as a heel that.
But they will never stop singing his theme song. Like they sometimes switch it back to Lionheart, you know, theme song. But like people will never stop singing the, you know, Judas. They will never stop doing that.
And, you know, I will say this. The one thing that did not help Jericho by any means was the Sammy stuff.
Like, absolutely.
Having the Sammy, like Guevara thing was with him. Then he wasn't. And then what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, he was back with him. And then that was very confusing. And then the other thing that did not help is when people were actually rooting for him, rooting for Jericho, they went away from it. They wanted him to take care of Don Callis. That's what people wanted. Nobody likes Don Callis. They wanted Jericho to take care of him.
Yeah,
now, granted, go ahead. I was going to say Kenny Omega, like illness, we can't help that. And maybe that's what they're waiting for, like for Kenny to come back. But I think they just need to get to the point where I would rather just see Jericho just deal with Callis and get it over with. That's what I want, but.
I mean, I know that at the end of the day, they're going to do whatever they think is right, whatever people want to see. I am anxious to see where with Hook. Like, if it's a one match thing, I'll be absolutely fine with that. But like, the problem with Jericho really has been the long and stretched feuds like that never end. All the time with the Inner Circle, and then you know the super, you know, stars and like the sports entertainers, and that is, I have a problem because like it's just you could never see the end of it. That was my problem.
You didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, it went nowhere, and just as you think that things are, you know, wrapped up and like served nicely. No, like they get back and do something more. And I'm like, no, like this was a satisfactory end to a feud that I never asked for. Yeah.
So let's move on to talk. So Bronson Reed wants to, he brought up something that he's seen.
Yeah, he did.
He would like to see WWE Big E Meaty Invitational.
Please.
He tells hashtag Meat Mania. So he wants the Big to go at it. How do you feel about that, Maggie?
Why, you jerk? Why did you ask me like that?
Because I know your answer. Like
nothing more. I know it's entertaining. So far, the only match, big meaty man slapping meat match that I've enjoyed was with Miro and Hobbs, because not only was the match really, really good, but the audience lost their mind for this match. Like, they were chanting for Meat is awesome, and everything. Like, it was, the audience was a part of the match. The audience was that third person.
Who would blame him? I mean, I don't at all. I mean, that was a hell of a moment too. I mean, I'll be honest, absolutely. I never really thought, and I would love that. I mean, Jesus, there's a lot of talent they could use for that.
Absolutely. There are, but I don't want this match without Big E. That's the thing. This should be Big E.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, if they call it, they need a different name unless he's there. I would take
unless
it.
He's there. He can be the ring announcer.
Yeah, or whatever.
He can be commentary. Like, what? He can eat popcorn on commentary.
You know what I want more than anything just in life is I want him to
return. He did a pedicure bath.
I would return to wrestle, but other than that, and other than being healthy, of course, I want him to come back just so he can throw his jacket at Corey Graves.
That is like, that was the best feud pandemic between New Day, their attire, and Corey Graves, because like they were
the MVPs of the MVPs of the Bayley, Sasha Banks, and Big E.
And New Day. Yeah, for that.
Big E throwing the blanket or the jacket. So
yeah, it was so good. I Bronson Reed is right. And, you know, he's not going to be a part of WrestleMania in the Intercontinental Championship picture anyway, so might as well do that. You know, speaking of the Intercontinental Championship match, they had a gauntlet this past week on Raw. What did you think of the match overall?
I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. I knew once they went to Sami Zayn and Gable, I was just like, they're pulling at the heartstrings, because either guy I want to win, you know, I want Gable to win. I want Sami Zayn to win, because I want Sami to win the title, but I want Gable to win the title. So it was one of those things where I just did not know where, but I enjoyed the match. I liked that Ricochet was in there. I'm glad to see him back. I enjoyed it. It was a good 40 minute match or so, like 45. I want to maybe say I could be wrong, but it was enjoyable.
I thought it was a 20-minute match.
I think it was longer than that. I'll double check.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Yeah, because I don't have commercials on, so I have the commercials cut. So it's longer than that. I'll say one thing. Well, no, a couple things. WWE are really good at gauntlet matches. I don't know if you've noticed this, but they do this amazing thing where they get people over in gauntlet matches. Like, it's the way Seth Rollins got over. It's the way Rhea Ripley got over. It's the way
New Day Kofi.
Kofi Kingston got over in gauntlet matches. They're really good at gauntlet matches. But in this particular case, I'm not saying that it was a bad gauntlet match, but like, no one got specifically over. For me, no one turned the audience around, you know? And I know that it was a really specific gauntlet match. I understand that. Sammy and Chad Gable being the last two, I'm going to need a full-on, you know, a big-ass match between those two. I knew that when either man lost, I would have been disappointed, because I want both these people to be Intercontinental Champions. I understand something, though, because Sean mentioned this on the post-Raw show a couple of weeks ago. Chad Gable's story isn't about the IC Championship. It's about him getting back at Walter for making his daughter cry. It's not about the championship. Whilst for Sammy, it is about the championship. So I get what they, I get why they did what they did. That's like, that's all I'm going to say. Will be Sammy against Walter Gunther. I'm sorry. Jesus, where the guy that come from? Yeah, so it will be Sami Zayn versus Gunther at WrestleMania. I'm excited about this because I actually think that Sami Zayn's winning.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Yeah. I think he's winning.
Actually, I also think that Kevin Owens is also beating
Logan
Paul. And I would love for them to be in the ring with each other with those championships and do the cheers thing, you know? With those two championships. I would love that. I would love more. Because those two deserve the world. Last year, they were main eventing night one.
Yeah.
So absolutely rule so much.
Yeah. So the next thing I was going to bring up here was they announced Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes, officially announced for NXT Stand and Deliver. Do you think Carmelo Hayes is headed to the main roster after this match?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like Melo will be called up after WrestleMania. But like, he was on the main roster, on SmackDown, right? He was competing in SmackDown matches. Yeah, so people are, you know, people know who Melo is. He got over with his promo, his in-ring style. Like, he has it. Carmelo gets it. He has that thing. But like, It was such a weird segment on week's NXT. I mean, NXT as a whole was really weird this week. We almost never get a chance to talk about NXT, but like, hear me out, okay? If our fans of Coexisting, it was a really weird episode because it actually ended with Trick Williams, you know, saying that Carmelo Hayes heard him, that Carmelo's been lying to him this entire time. 41 minutes. Thank you, sir. Yeah, it was 20 minutes because I'm watching with cut commercials and that's it. So then Metaphor count and Noam Dar says, "You deserved it." And then he challenged him to a match next week. And, you know, stuff kept happening. Metaphor attacked Trick Williams and then Lash Legend came out and then she went to slap the guy and he stopped her. And all of a sudden, it's a weird movie in which they kiss at the end.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, when I do that, when that happens to me, I'm like asked to leave the Home Depot and stuff like that. So I don't know. It just, it's weird. Has that ever happened to you where you tried to slap a guy and kiss you?
No, we don't have
a
Home Depot. Yeah. No, we don't.
Well, I'm just saying any
story. Also, I don't slap people. I just punch them in the stupid face. So
there you go.
That's the, yeah. Not only that.
Whiffed on that one, but okay. Yeah.
So that is the same show in which Ariana Grace was disqualified in her match against Gigi Dolin for blowing her. Yeah. And I'm like, can someone, okay. I'm even not trying to be funny or cheeky here, but like I really don't, because like someone explained it to me.
Cooter powder punch. That's what I.
Okay, because like that is weird. But there was,
I popped myself. Sorry.
Am I supposed to know what this is?
No, don't worry about it. Just move on.
Yeah. Okay. If you continue laughing, I can move on because I'm.
I know. Just, I'm sorry.
Just explain. Plain.
What I said? No, I can't repeat what I just said.
But I don't know what that means.
I'll let somebody in chat explain it because I don't want to.
What the? Like, we're past an hour. It's okay.
Okay, it was the... Jesus. I said it was the Cooter Power Punch is what...
But I don't know what this means.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm not from an English-speaking country, okay? What does that mean? Are you going to write it in the private chat?
I think that'd probably be the best way.
Oh, so you can get my, you know, my reaction?
Yes, I think that would be
okay, awesome. Let's get a in real life reaction to what the heck that means.
This is a good...
It's the way you explained it. Thank you.
Got punched right in the box. God.
Why are Americans searching for searching for new ways to call a coochie. Like, what is this weird agenda? What is this weird agenda that you're on?
That's not new. That's been along for ever. It's not new. I just didn't want to explain it. Like,
thank you to our wonderful fans in the chat that are so decent at explaining stuff to me. I learn new stuff every day.
Yeah, it's the agenda.
yeah, because like you guys, Americans are, like I said, you Americans are on a weird agenda of searching for new ways to call a vagina.
Yeah. A couple every month we pull a string or two. So
yeah, okay. So let's continue with NXT. It's weird how every time we talk about NXT, something like this comes along.
Yeah,
I'm gonna need Kate to explain a lot of things because Kate is the host of Sour Grapes post NXT show. So a really fun and wonderful thing happened on NXT this week, and it has to do with the family and Ilya Dragunov. I adore this. We are back to people throwing other people in the trunks of cars and making the people think that they're going to throw them off the bridge again. I'm so here for this. I adore this because like Tony D'Angelo and the family were celebrating in their restaurant having, I'm not saying that after this segment, I went to make spaghetti myself. I'm not saying this, but I did. So they were having spaghetti in the restaurant and then out comes Ilya Dragunov with his championship. And Tony was like, I like you. And no matter what happens now, just remember that I like you. And then Stax and Luca Crucifino, they just grab Dragunov and carry him out the restaurant. And, you know, apparently they stuffed him in the trunk of their car. And like they drove away to, you know, the certain bridge that a lot of people were thrown off of by the family. And the weird thing is that my stupid brain was like, you left the title in the restaurant. Because like, they took Ilya Dragunov away. And then later, when Tony D'Angelo was talking to Ilya Dragunov on the bridge, he wasn't carrying the championship. And I'm like, what? Why is that? You could have gotten the championship to... like, jeez. Okay, so Tony was like, I like you. So, let me... He said that you can't possibly walk into my restaurant and like uninvited and get away with it. So he punished him for that and he wished him a nice walk back. And then they just left him. They like, you know, drove away. And I'm like, I'm so here for this. I'm enjoying this way more than I should be. Basically, I adore Tony D'Angelo. I kind of feel like he should be the one to win a Stand and Deliver. Yeah, two dimes is swimming with the fishes. And he's dancing, you know, his way towards, you know, titles and everything. I love Tony D'Angelo. I feel like he's been carrying NXT for a long time now. He really deserved the championship, but I don't know if Ilya Dragunov is the one to beat. I will be looking forward to the build towards their match for Stand and Deliver, though. But it's going to be a wonderful thing. It is.
Yeah, for sure. Before we go into the Cooper effect, we have one other thing I wanted to tackle here. The WWE announced that they added another inductee to the Hall of Fame, Thunderbolt Patterson. He's had a good career for WWE. He's been added. So that makes four, right? Well, technically five. Now, Hall of Famer, you have US Express, Bull Nakano, Paul Heyman, and now Thunderbolt Patterson. So is it going to be one more or two more, I think?
No idea. I don't know if every year they have an exact number of people they induct. I've never paid attention to the Hall of Fame things because they don't take it seriously. Why should I? Like, it's not a real place.
Yeah, that's true. So, oh yeah, Muhammad. So yeah, that's right. So that's six. Thanks. I knew there was somebody we were forgetting.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali. So there's six. That's good. So maybe that's it. Maybe there's one more. Who knows? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go into the Cooper effect here. So our Cooper effect this week is on a former UFC fighter by the name of Mark Coleman. Mark, recently, his house or his parents, he was house caught on fire, and he saved his parents, and he also saved the family dog. He did suffer smoke inhalation, rather. But as you can see, he was hospitalized, but there was video yesterday of him talking and laughing with his family. So he did we always talk about the things good things people do, and what he did was very, very cool. You know, I mean, when it comes to family and stuff, obviously you're going to do what you can. So, I mean, this is an obvious situation here, but just wanted to say, give him kudos and give him our.
I love when people are empathetic towards other people and animals.
Yeah. So, I thought he was very deserving of our Cooper effect this week.
Yes.
And so why not? You know, we don't talk UFC much, but it didn't matter. If I would have saw this, I would have probably gone with it anyways, but since it was in the news, I thought it was a good opportunity to bring it up, and we wish him the best for him and his family. They did list a GoFundMe for him.
Yes.
So there is a GoFundMe for his family, so hopefully that does some good. Shayna did comment on Twitter, by the way, about the match, and this is what she said regarding her being at GCW Bloodsport, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport. "You people merely adopted Bloodsport. I was born in it, molded by it from Billy Robinson, the gene seed of the War Master himself. Blood for the blood god, limb by limb." It's going to be so cool.
It is. I'm excited. I'm excited to see this side of Shayna, because I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm romanticizing that past time in NXT, you know, the black and gold NXT. I don't know if I'm romanticizing it. Or was she a different in-ring competitor in NXT than she is on the main roster? I have no idea, legitimately. I don't know if this is my brain saying, oh, because it was NXT black and gold, and that's why you like it. You miss it. That's why.
Tiffany Stratton there, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this is me, or is she actually different on the main roster? I really don't remember.
I don't know. I think she's been the same, really.
Or because, like, she was given more opportunities and at NXT because she was actually 2-time champion. And she got more screen time. She got way more in-ring time. And she got the badass theme, by the way, which I miss so much.
Yeah. She did have a hell of a theme.
She did. I adore that. It started with a car crash.
Well, I mean, hell, and then the biting of Becky.
Yeah, and then she went and, you know, became the weird vampire that bit Becky. So, yeah, it's weird times. I know, like, it was the weirdest of times. Shayna, I remember the poor booking that they gave her in the Elimination Chamber, because she basically eliminated a shit ton of people, and by shit ton of people, I meant two. And then she was just standing in there waiting for, was it Asuka?
I can't remember. Oh, this pat, like, yeah, I don't remember.
She had to wait there for the amount of time to pass in order for you know, the last pot to be open in the chamber, and people just started booing, and like, she tried so much to get back from ridiculous storytelling and story booking things. Basically, ridiculous storylines. She tried her best to come back from that, and I feel like she never could. People were so high on Shayna Baszler when she was supposed to, and by supposed to, I meant like, we were hoping that she would win the Royal Rumble, and she was the last one to be thrown out by Charlotte. I feel like she never recovered from that, and then they made her bite people, and
yeah, just weird stuff.
See what she does. Yeah.
Something else here. We got Nick Nemeth is set to challenge for the TNA World title at TNA Rebellion. He will be taking on Moose. So there's that. Do you have him winning? Because I sure do.
I hope so. I've told you that I don't get Moose.
You know?
Yeah, it was Oscar. Wow, I remembered something. Yes.
I didn't. So
Cody slapped the Rock.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was going to bring up. Did you watch any of the Rock, any of his promos that he's done on Twitter?
Have you? I haven't. I like no. But like, if you can catch me up.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he's just basically he's just been doing like his old promos. You know, basically just calling everyone out. You know, like Rhodes saying what he's going to do. Today he basically said that he is going to beat Cody, and he's going to he has his own like weight belt that he's gonna give to Cody's mom with Cody's blood on it. And
what an asshole.
And he said that Cody's story ends with him crying in a pool of his own blood in front of his mom.
With a chicken swimming?
Oh my god, jeez. But and like his tweet today, he said, "This is a message from the hottest heel pro wrestling has seen since the 80s. Mama Rhodes."
He used the word heel.
That he says, yeah, he used the word heel. He said, okay. "Mama Rhodes, you're now in the Rock's crosshairs. Your son's blood will be on the Rock's belt that I will personally deliver to you at WrestleMania. I'm gonna put a whooping on that boy in front of I can't do this without laughing. I'm going to put a whooping on that boy in front of his mama, so don't you go crying in front of the world when I do. Sign the People's Champ." Now, somebody made a good point. The Rock has gone at everybody in Cody's family. He's gone at Pharaoh. He's gone at Cody's mommy. He's gone at Cody. He's gone at Dustin. He's gone at...
I'm looking forward to his work with Brandy.
Well, that's the thing.
Because you know what happened? He can do a whole promo in which he drinks his tequila, Hermana, and then he opens up a bottle of brandy.
What happens when he goes to Brandy? You know what happens.
Who the hell told you tonight was open mic night, bitch?
He crossed the line when he went at Pharaoh, though. I will say
that. Yeah, he did. That is the only time where I will accept this. Because I really want to see that. And she can slap the crap out of the Rock. She also can give him the best stunner ever.
Oh my god, could you imagine if she did that though again? Just that line, people would love it. I mean, she's not gonna do
I'm gonna pop, and I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that. I really need it, because if you're gonna go after his entire family, might as well, because like they can save this for SmackDown before WrestleMania. They can do that on the Raw before WrestleMania. Come on. It's give the people what they want, okay? It's right there. It is right there.
There's a lot he could do. He could go with this.
Now go home and smoke some more crack.
Oh, God, there's so many things that he can do. He could go this way.
Sacrifice!
See? Just amazing what everything he can do. I just love it. So much potential out there. Sorry, I wasn't supposed to hit that button again. I told you I would never do it. But sometimes you just have to sacrifice, Maggie.
I know. One day I'm going to sacrifice you.
So, we covered all our topics on the show. So.
We actually did. Kudos to us. Like, we weren't, you know, slacking off. I wasn't ranting at all.
Do we end the show, or do we answer some questions for...
If so, people can ask some questions,
let's see here. If you guys have questions, we'll answer them. Otherwise, we will end the show early. We'll give you a few minutes.
So I can actually go to bed. Like, daylight savings hasn't happened for us yet. So I can actually, you know.
It's 10:15 where you're at, right? Or 10:20?
Yeah, 10:20 where I'm at. Yeah. It's usually 11:20 by this time. But it's the weird time of year. It's two or 3 weeks in a year, which when, you know, time is actually different because you guys hurry up. I can't wait for us to do daylight savings again. And so it's not pitch black dark when I come home from work.
Hunter says, thoughts on Io and Bailey's WrestleMania match build up.
Well, it is non-existent.
Well, on TV, it's been good, but as far as promoting, it's non-existent.
Yeah, it doesn't exist, sweetie. I hate it because, like, Bailey actually deserves Bailey deserves far more.
Yeah. I hope they do better. Tonight, I hope they do better with Dakota Kai versus Bailey. I hope that
Dakota Kai versus Bailey will be tonight. First of all, I'm happy to see Dakota Kai back in the ring because, like, I miss her in the ring. Second of all, when Bailey won the Rumble, and I'm like, she's finally getting her flowers. I'm so here for that because, like, she's always been like the fourth horsewoman that never got what the rest of them got. And it's pissing me off because she deserves this and more. And I was like, well, they're finally pulling the trigger on her. That's absolutely fine. And then they do this. I'm sure that they're going to prove a point at WrestleMania, no matter where that match is on the card. No matter where it is on the card, they're going to prove a point.
I hope it. Obviously, I would like it the main event. I know it's not because we already know it's where it's going to be. So now I just hope it co-main events. It's really all I can hope for now.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Rhea and Becky's?
I've loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it so far. Yeah. Because what they're saying, like Becky's always going to sell on the mic. Rhea Ripley says that Becky's afraid of her because she thinks that Rhea Ripley's better than her. And I'm like, yeah, well, she kind of said that before. Rhea says that Becky is accepting all these challenges and all these matches because she's looking for an excuse for when she loses to Rhea after WrestleMania. And Becky said something that really Becky says, when people believe in me, I'm good. When they doubt me, I'm great. Like I said, Becky will always sell on the mic. I can't wait for their match. Rhea Ripley is ridiculously over with people, and she should be. Becky, I don't know. Because I kind of want Tiffany Stratton to win Money in the Bank this year, and it will make all the sense in the world if Becky is champion. But I really don't want Rhea to lose to Becky. So it's, what do you think of the build? Are you enjoying it so?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. I think Rhea's gonna win. For the while, I thought it was gonna be Becky, but now I think Rhea's gonna win. But other than that, I think it's been good.
It was always gonna be solid because, again, like I said, people are chanting for Rhea a lot, and people will always adore Becky. Well, you know the normal people, not the weird people who think she's overpushed. And yeah. Basically, all in all, you know, women's wrestling, like we started off the show, women's wrestling is kind of thriving. I would love it if they actually do something more with it, including NXT. So, yeah, I'd like to think it's in a good place right now.
For sure. I would agree with that. Let's see here. They doing Bebe dirty. They giving her flowers, fake ones.
Well put. I'm not even going to argue with that. It's like I said, they're going to prove a point. Because, like, I kind of feel they did prove a point last year when Charlotte and Rhea Ripley got out there and absolutely killed it. And I was like, that's showing them that you're missing out when you don't put women in the main event of one, okay? You have two nights. You can always make a women's match that relevant that it main events at least one of the WrestleManias. Apparently, no, they didn't. I'm not saying that Rock, Roman, and Cody and Seth isn't worth the main event. Of course, it's The Rock. And, you know, and all four of these competitors, sure, of course. But, like, why not open the show with it?
Yeah.
Like, why not open the show with it and, like, give Bailey what she deserves?
Yep, I agree. So, Maggie, let's go ahead and, I know we usually don't plug SmackDown, but since we got a little time, we will. Tonight on SmackDown, you have New Catch Republic taking on Pretty Deadly in a WrestleMania qualifying match. You have Randy Orton versus Grayson Waller. We have Bayley versus Dakota Kai. Rey Mysterio will be on. We also have, I think I saw that Legado Del Fantasma. I think I saw that Legado will have a match here. Let's see. Oh, Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar will be happening. We know The Rock will be on. So, big show from Memphis tonight. And there isn't much of... Oh, go ahead.
Andrade interfering in Judgment Day business is really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting to see where that goes. Yeah, it's Legado del Fantasma, Angel and Humberto versus LWO's Cruz, Del Toro, and Joaquin Wilde. Qualifying match. So you got that going on. So there's that.
Yeah, because like they announced the six-pack ladder match for the tag team titles at WrestleMania. That's going to be wild. I mean, I was crying for an IC title ladder match. But, you know, instead of that, we're going to get 12 men in a ladder war. Okay, that's absolutely fine.
Well, go ahead and plug your shit, Maggie.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you, Rob.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. I am also on Instagram at Fightful Rob and on Threads at Fightful Rob. This week, we just released our Fightful Movie Club review with Josh Alexander, The Town. He reviewed it. We recorded 3 other episodes this week with some great guests. We'll announce those as they come out. I also recorded a podcast for the Wrestling Perspective podcast with Dennis Farrell and former Major League Baseball All-Star Dimitri Young. So that'll be coming up either Saturday or Sunday, just so people know. So check that out. Other than that, we want to say thank you for tuning in. We really do appreciate everyone that followed us or that watched us, followed us. Whatever you do, we appreciate you so much. We love what we get to do here. And we hope you have a great weekend. We will see you next week for another episode of Coexisting. Only a few more weeks until WrestleMania weekend, where we have all kinds of matches to predict. Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, all kinds of good stuff going on. But want to say thank you again for tuning in. We will see you next week. Peace out. Bye.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.